presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Fellas and girls, doesn't the roar of Hop Harrigan's plane make you want to learn to fly? Doesn't it make your fingers itch to get hold of that joystick and feel the thrilling response of the ship to the controls? I'll bet it does. And I'll bet many of you listening right now are dreaming of a career in aviation, ambitiously planning to learn to fly just as soon as you can. Some of you, no doubt, are even looking forward to the day when you'll be qualified to join the Army or Navy Air Forces. Well, believe me, aerial warfare requires lots of physically fit, well-trained young men. Yes, sir, aviation in war and aviation in peace is a field for youth. But as you well know, there's much more to flying than merely guiding a plane through the skies. A good pilot isn't made overnight. A well-trained pilot for combat or peacetime civilian aviation requires many months of preparation, long hours of hard work and study. You boys who want to join the Army or Navy Air Forces when you reach the required age, and you boys and girls who are planning careers in peacetime aviation, when this war is won, you can begin to prepare. You can start your training right now. How? By taking the pre-flight training courses now being established in high schools all over the country. These courses, approved by the Army and Navy Air Forces and the Civilian Aeronautics Administration, teach aerodynamics, theory of flight, navigation, meteorology, all the necessary fundamentals. And what's more, you can take these courses as part of your regular high school curriculum during school hours. If you're a high school junior or senior, or between 16 and 18 years of age, you are eligible to take these aviation courses. Now, if you're not old enough, tell your older brothers about them. But don't waste any time. If pre-flight training courses have not yet been established in your high school, talk with your principal about them and ask him to include them in your curriculum for the next semester. If additional information is required, address inquiries to the U.S. Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. Now to our story. Forced down over the icy wastes of northern Russia when their plane's oil line parted, Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker were rescued by a Soviet guerrilla band led by Captain Kirov, a young Russian girl. Taken to the hidden encampment of the guerrilla fighters, the boys were about to sit down to their first meal in many hours when a scout reported that Nazi Panzer Division had been sighted advancing toward Murmansk. Immediately, orders were given to prepare for battle. Hop and Tank pleaded for a chance to go along against the warnings of the young female captain. Their position behind the German lines meant that capture would result in instant death. Heedless of the risk, the boys insisted. Listen.
The warning is sounded. Now we must prepare.
Well, what are you going to do now, Captain? Dig in and prepare to defend?
No, Comrade Harrigan. We Russians do not believe in defending. We will attack.
Attack? You mean you're going to attack a Panzer division?
That is the only way we like to fight, Comrade Tanker.
But how? With what?
Oh, you will see. Now you had better eat your food.
Boy, I don't need no second invitation.
And after that, you must rest. We leave in 2 hours. If the scout's report is accurate, we should meet the Nazis as they climb the hill.
I see. Then we'll be firing down at them.
Exactly. They have the big guns. But this is our country and our land. We know each hill and each valley. We make the land fight for us.
You know, one thing. You can't have no scorched earth up here. It's all frozen.
You are right. In the south, we burn what we cannot take with us to keep it from the Nazi swine. But here, nature is our guardian.
Gosh. Well, this is one of those things you read about. Imagine, Tank, we're going on a guerrilla raid.
Yeah. Say, Hop, are you forgetting that we're supposed to report to Leningrad?
Oh, of course it is my mistake. How could I possibly keep you from your assignment? You must be escorted to Leningrad.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Captain. We can leave right after we take a crack at that Panzer division. There's plenty of time.
You are sure it is all right?
Say, I wouldn't miss this tea party for all the gold in Fort Knox.
Yeah, me neither. Hey, and this force, it ain't bad at all.
Well, I hope you are doing the right thing. Now I must go to inspect the sleds and our guns. Some are in need of repair, but it is difficult here. We have no mechanic.
Did you say mechanic?
Yes.
Oh, Miss Carroll. I mean, Captain.
Now you're talking my language.
Sure, Captain Kira. Tank's the best mechanic in the world. Anything from planes and locomotives to watch springs.
Hey, what's busted?
Well, there are several guns and tractors we have captured.
Oh, you lead me to them. I'll have them running in no time.
They are very complicated.
Oh, machinery ain't complicated. Some guys that try to fix it get mixed up. But in a machine, one thing fits into another. All you got to do is figure out where the parts go. Like a jigsaw puzzle. Ah, machinery is beautiful.
Tank, I'm positively proud of you. That was beautifully said.
Never mind the wisecracks. Now, when you start talking about politics or philosophy or junk like that, that ain't my meat. But boy, when you get to talking about mechanics, you're playing in my backyard.
And you know, he's not joking, Captain Kira. You know, I've seen him use a vacuum cleaner and a sewing machine to build a motor for a freezing unit. Honest.
Oh, no, Hop, anyone could have done it.
Will you stop acting shy?
We have very few tools.
A couple of wrenches and a hammer and a screwdriver is all I need. Motors, I tune by ear.
Oh, if you can do this, Captain Tanker, it will help more than you can imagine. We have several pieces of Nazi field artillery. And more important than that, one of our airplane-driven sleds has not been running. We cannot use the motor at all. It will not start.
Now, you let me finish up this here bullshit I'm eating, and I'll start working on that sled motor.
You think you can fix it, Tank?
Oh, what do you mean, think? Hey, I could make it say uncle in Russian.
Capitan, Giro! All is ready.
Good!
I'm through. Give me that sled motor.
Sergei will take you to where it is hidden.
Okay, but tell him he ain't to start kissing me after I get it fixed, huh? I don't like his beard to tickle. Sure, Sergei, Tavares, but no kissing, huh?
Не понимаю.
Oh, jumping Jenny, here comes Panama Hattie. Let's go.
You know, Jack was a little surprised at Sergei's affectionate greeting. Say, tell me, Captain, how far behind the German lines are we?
About 60 kilometers.
And you're going to attack. But how about supplies, ammunition?
We take what we need from the Nazis.
How?
When the Nazis are dead, it is surprising how little they resist. But there is only one grave danger in tonight's attack.
What's that?
There is a great new secret weapon the Nazis have. Perhaps you can explain it.
Well, what sort of a weapon is it?
It is a German tank, part of their Panzer Force.
What about it?
We have attacked Nazi Panzer divisions twice already during the last week. And both times we narrowly escaped being trapped and encircled. For suddenly, out of nowhere, these tanks appeared on both sides.
But where? Where did they come from?
They seem to spring from the ground. And the strange thing is that even when we took careful aim with our heaviest anti-tank guns, these tanks seemed invincible. They did not stop.
Oh, no, wait, hold on a minute. Are you trying to tell me that you hit those tanks dead on with an 80-millimeter cannon, and it didn't stop them?
I have seen it with my own eyes.
Well, then, why don't the Nazis use those tanks at Stalingrad or Moscow or Leningrad?
We ask ourselves the same question.
Well, and you say the tanks seem to spring from the ground.
That is how it appears. Of course, we must know they come from somewhere, but I sent out scouts and they report nothing, so we attacked. And then, on our flank, suddenly, lumbering noiselessly toward us, come those huge, monstrous tanks.
Did you say noiselessly?
So it seems. The other German tanks, those we can hear miles away. But these new devils are silent.
I don't understand it. Well, tonight we'll find out something about those new tanks. All I want is a heavy anti-aircraft gun mounted on one of those motor sleds.
It will be arranged. And now, why do you not stretch out on one of the cots and get some rest? You will need it.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
And I will send Comrade Tanker back here if he is finished.
Okay, Captain.
Stretching out on a cot in the hidden Russian dugout, Hop soon drops off to sleep. 2 hours later, with a raw, biting wind whipping across the frozen waste, the motor sled carrying Hop, Tank, and young Captain Kirov comes to a stop at the crest of a small hill.
You may cut the motor now, Comrade Harrigan.
Right. Where are we now, Captain?
You will have to keep down your voice, Comrade Tanker. Voices carry far on this wind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We are now only a kilometer away from the German Panzer encampment and supply dump. They have roughly 3,500 troops on guard. We have much less, but we hate more.
Oh, where'd you say those mystery tanks come from?
Always they appear on our flanks, if at all.
Hey, what's this about mystery tanks?
Well, the Nazis evidently have a new secret weapon tank. Armored cars or tanks that can't be destroyed. Captain, how soon is the attack supposed to start?
In just 15 seconds. We are covering the left flank. Be ready to open fire at once.
I got this gun loaded for bear.
We have never raided so close to a Panzer base before. If we are trapped, we will be cut to ribbons.
We won't be trapped on this flank.
Oh, if we only had a couple of planes, we'd sure show them a thing or two.
It is time for the attack. Now! If you will look through these glasses, Comrade Harrigan, you will see that the supply trucks are on the right.
Yeah, I see them.
And our attack is being launched in the center and on the left. That will give our six troops time to circle the Nazi base and seize the truck.
Still don't see no tanks.
It is when the trucks are seen that the Nazis will start their counterattack. And then let the mystery tanks appear.
We'll break a couple of them up for the scrap pile tonight, Captain Kirov. You just watch.
I got this gun aimed right at the left side of that Nazi camp. Oh, boy, if she only had the range, we'd blast a couple of them right now.
My men are reaching the front. I can see the little stabs of light as the Germans fire on them.
Get that tank.
I'm set.
Keep your eyes on the left flank.
I don't see anything. It's worth the Nazi supply truck.
Oh, we can use those supplies. I think this time we surprise them.
Holy smoke.
What's the matter, tank?
They came out of nowhere. Look, Hop, look.
What? A Panzer division. Look at the size of those babies. Let them have a tank.
All right, Nazis, here's where you get your lump, but good.
A dead hit. I didn't even stop them. They're still coming on.
Oh, it couldn't be. This is a big gun. It should have blown them to bits.
You see, I told you.
Why, they're rolling on just like nothing happened. Give it to them again, tank. Give it to them. Right on the target. Wait, it went right through them, but they're still coming on.
It's okay. Don't reach
me. Firing the powerful anti-aircraft cannon as fast as he can pull the trigger, tank rakes the line of huge armored vehicles with deadly fire, but still they come on, unaffected by the shells exploding in their very midst. What is this new German weapon, so powerful that nothing can stop it? Have Hop and Tank failed? And does their failure mean the destruction of the gallant Russian guerrillas? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting and revealing episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. If anyone were to ask you, is Hop Harrigan a good flyer? You'd probably answer, I'll say he is. That boy's an expert. And I'd agree with you 100%. And believe me, to be an expert flyer requires plenty of...